This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, there are people that we always celebrate. These are people that are actually doing their best to uplift their communities. Today, we're talking to an activist who's fighting for the rights of rape and abuse survivors, giving them a second chance, you know, at living a life of freedom. All this actually stemming from her own experience of being raped and silenced, and she swore that it would never happen under her watch.
We're talking to activist and founder of Ladies Talk, Nani Wambereke, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
No, we are good. And we are so honored to have you on the show today. And we'd like to know more about Ladies Talk and how the idea started, you know, for this organization to come about.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity. First and foremost, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Mona Aniki. I'm the mother of three. I work at Greater Zani Municipality. I am the founder of Nigerian Ladies Talk, which is the organization that advocates against gender-based violence around Greater Zani Municipality. Ladies Talk is the organization that I started in 2023. The reason why I came up with the idea of this Ladies Talk is because I've been raped and silenced. I had to keep quiet for 30 years, if I can remember. Then I realized that keeping quiet, it destroys many lives because I was developing depression. I had to do introspection only to find out that I did not heal from the incident that happened while I was still 16 years. Then I chose to say it is Ladies Talk because I want to encourage women to break the silence, to share with the young ones, to teach their children about the issues of sexuality while they are still young. Because if we don't talk to our children, when they grow up, when they go to the street, whatever they encounter, they don't feel free to talk to their parents, you know. So I said, no, I have to encourage people, everyone, all the parents and the young staff, to feel free to talk about everything that can happen. To understand that there is different types of accidents that can happen, including rape. We treat it as an accident, so everyone must talk about it.
And, you know, looking at talking about things, you share very openly about being raped and silenced as a young girl. How are you now using that story of yours to help other young girls who could be going through something similar?
I use my experience as a counselor. So I show the victims to gain the strength because, you know, the experience that I had, once after you are violated, you will start to hate yourself. You will feel annoyed about your body. You will blame yourself. So now I give these ladies counseling. I teach them to accept whatever happened because it's the situation that you cannot change. But you need to understand how I am going to move forward with the pain. How am I going to deal with this pain? If you with the issue, meaning you will live the rest of your life with anger, resentment, disappointment, and your ego will be leveled. By output, you become bold. You start to read confidence, to build yourself. You out. You talk. You embrace yourself. You tell yourself that no any situation that will come into my life will stop me to move forward. That is what we are encouraging young ones, that they don't have to give up. They don't have to live their life full of bitterness. Because once you keep fight, meaning it will around, the anger will pollute your environment. The people that you are working with, they will be affected. Your new relationships will be affected because you will try to move on, but behind the scenes, you are still hurt. So sometimes when you remind, when you remember, or when you fight with what is inside you are going to attack your loved one. You are going to hate every man that is coming next to you. You are going to hate every boy. You are going to hate everyone. So you won't move on. We need to heal.
Yeah. With everything that you do, is there an age limit to the people that you are helping, and which communities are you also serving mostly?
We don't have age limit, because the experience that I have now is that we have our mothers. When I share my experience, because now the anger that was in me, I nearly destroyed my marriage, and my marriage was, there was nothing about my marriage. But because sometimes I used to recall, I used to fight inside, and it was polluting my marriage. So now when I talk, I realize that there are women who are facing the similar problem with me, and they are men who are married to women who were raped and silenced. They cannot talk. By not doing that, they become a problem woman. You find that a man complain that my wife is a hard nut to crack. She doesn't understand. She is bully and the stuff. Only to find out that those women, they are dealing with the demon inside. But now, as I started to talk about it, I see majority of women come out, they start talking, we cry together, they heal, and then their life gets changed.
Yeah.
So even men, we teach men that, you know what, not every woman is a problem. Sometimes you may find that your wife is stubborn, your wife, you cannot control her, she's always angry. It's because of the previous experience. If you can sit down with your wife as a man, you check, or going down deep down to my memory lane, so sometimes when I remember, I start hating you as well, because you are the species. So, but okay, bana le bona ba khona understand the situation, even though Renale banna ba ile no gore ba fana le mentality wa gore mosadi yo a kile o agatwa or mosadi a ga rapiwa gore la o tshwantse a gomole, because it's a disgrace to bona. So re ba fa that assurance and encouragement ya gore they have to support the generation. Again, re involve le bona bo papa o re khupela gore ba be bold enough o bolela le bana ba bona at from a very young age. Le ba banenyana ngwana o monenyana o tshwantse a feel free around to papa o re, Papa, you know what? Now I'm on the road. I don't have sanitary towels. My girl, Papa, you know, thank you. I didn't fast when I'm much older. My girl, Utrur, now you are growing up. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. When boys touch you, you can feel it. I feel somehow. Or they can take advantage of you.
Yeah, yeah.
If anything happened to you, come and tell me. Thank you. It builds confidence to the children. It builds the knowledge. Okay. There's nothing wrong that I did. My rapist, if you say anything, I'm going to cut your throat, including your mother and your father, and then all the chickens, you know. But because assurance, nobody must bully you, I had to keep quiet. By keeping quiet, I protect the entire family.
Absolutely.
Which is something that it cannot happen. Yes.
Asnani, we are out of time, Mara. Maybe just very quickly, but Rebel Supporter, is there a number they can call or Bale Kramukai?
072-892-7733. And another thing, our focus is to push the all age groups. We collect a pre-loved clothing. We encourage about to buy and all who donate. We have a sanitary, we have a toilet. But if I don't give me a gas for eating facts, people are not affected by the disaster. But I'm not going to offer again.
So the important thing at this time it and then from that point you'll be able to break down everything. We are out of time. Thank you so much for talking to us. Remain strong, and thank you for the person you are in the community. That's activist and founder of Ladies Talk, Naniwa Mpereke.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.